Well, St. Vincent, I'm happy to be back. Thank you for giving me this great welcome and for supporting me along this great journey that now is coming to an end, but really to a beginning. I really feel like I've found my place in the church, and you all have just been a part of that story. I'm just so thankful for that. Thank you for your witness. Thank you for your faith, and very happy to be back. Today's reading is kind of a follow a string in that regard. Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. And there's something comforting about hearing that, and my theory of why that gospel is so comforting for us to hear is because crowds are uncomfortable. People feel lost in crowds. People feel unsure and insecure in crowds. People feel unseen, unheard, and unprotected in crowds. You know, there's actually a word for that. It's called agoraphobia. I don't have that. I'm a people person, as you might have noticed, and I enjoy large groups of people, but there is that sense that when we're part of a crowd, we're not ourselves. And here, Jesus is kind of saying something the opposite, that this image of heaven that he is presenting us with recognizes our identity, gives us a space. While we might commonly think of heaven as like this big crowd around the throne of the Lamb, Jesus says, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. The theology of the church teaches that while we're all going to be still members of the body of Christ, we're going to have our identity, we're going to have our name, and according to this gospel, we're going to have our space in heaven. And you see, that's kind of a chronic problem in our world today, as you've known. Especially among our young people, so many people, as we say, just haven't found their space. So many people are lost or uncertain about themselves or their identities, and we see our church constantly engaging in an action that gives people that gift. I mean, you can see in all three readings that we have today. Look at that first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. You have injustice in the church. Widows being neglected, charity not being carried out right. Meanwhile, it's not known that there are seven men who are kind of standing on the wayside, not really doing their part. They're found, they're empowered, they're given their place, and they find it in serving the church and making the community more just and also freeing the priests and the bishops for greater ministry. You know, our second reading, that first letter from St. Peter, was actually to a group of exiled Christians. Christians that were out of their place, that were forced to move to a certain place in modern-day Turkey. And when St. Peter says to them, you are living stones being built up in an edifice in the Spirit, well, that's St. Peter saying that wherever you are, you guys are finding your place in each other. You guys are finding your place in the Christian community regardless of space, regardless of location. And finally, Jesus just sums that all up by saying, not only that in my Father's house there are many dwelling places, that for us here on earth, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wherever you are in the presence of Jesus, you have found your place, and he will give you your purpose. I heard last Sunday that Father Mike called you all a bunch of sheepdogs, that you have this mission to go out and bring the lost sheep back home. And I agree with that. I commend him for that. But you know, it takes more than just getting people into a crowd. I hope this homily is kind of step two to that. That's not just getting them into the fold, but it's helping them to find their place. It takes a sheepdog to get the sheep back into the fold, but it takes a shepherd to help them find their place. It takes a shepherd to put a sheep in his stall. It takes a shepherd for the sheep to feel secure, for the sheep to really know where it is supposed to be and what it is supposed to do. And so it is with our people. You know, I was tempted to preach this weekend on holy orders because all three of these readings actually coordinate to the three grades of holy orders. The first reading we have about the deacons. The second reading, we hear about that spiritual edifice build up for sacrifice and for worship. There we see the very act of the priesthood. And finally, in this gospel, we see the bishops dialoguing with Jesus, refining their truth, and those apostles taking on what would become the office of bishops. I say this because, again, while we know the church has this ability and has this power to, you know, call each and every person to help find their place, we're kind of in this time of year where all the rites of passage are happening, where people are finding their place. Kids are going to college. People are graduating. People are getting married and having kids. People like me are getting ordained, and come June 6th, people are going to have trouble finding their place in the parking lot of the cathedral because there's going to be a lot of people there, so come early. But yes, God gives us this power to help people find their place, not just to bring them into the crowd, but to empower them, to strengthen them, to build them up, as the apostles said so often. And there's so many ways to do that. And while we might be able to see someone's vocation or know what they're supposed to do in their life, you know, I think our job is just to guide them in that direction, to see their skills, to see their ability. Perhaps a simple compliment is all it takes to help a fellow Christian to find his or her place. And this is what you all are called to do, and quite honestly, what you have all done so well. It was about 5 years ago when a certain seminarian, somewhat unsure of himself, showed up on Broadway Street during the parish festival. He was wearing a soccer jersey and cargo shorts and carrying a suitcase, and moved in with the craziest priest in Shelby County. And at that time, he was a little unsure about himself. He had finished 1 year of seminary, but still was moving forward with a lot of doubts in his mind. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this. I wasn't sure if I was cut out or able to do this, but through a full summer of sacraments, of worship, of festival, of interaction, of catechesis, of living in the shadow of two of the greats, Father Mike Kuchar and Father Paul Van Woerlen, well, I found out that the church is my place. And each and every one of you have been a part of that. I think part of the reason of that is that you all have found your place here. I'm delighted to return to St. Joseph and St. Vincent after several years and to see many of you sitting in the same spots that you did last time I was here. Beautiful testimony to being rooted in Christ and finding your place. So in this world in which many people are lacking direction or lacking a sense of self, continue to be those Christians that build them up, continue to use their gifts, and thank you for what you have done to help me find mine. God bless all of you.